And here, then, is the answer to our original question. How has it become possible for us to create all musical sounds by electronic means? We have heard the physical characteristics of which sound is composed. To this, we must add all the deviation from the mean as required for realism. Now, having broken down our musical sounds, let's put it back together to see how we achieve the completeness of music itself. Music is a succession of tones so arranged as to create a desired effect. Let us synthesize a series of tones to make a melody like this. You can recognize this as Blue Skies by Irving Berlin. Now let's make another part. And still another part. And also a deep tone part to complete the harmony. Add one more extra deep part. Finally, we synthesize them all together, and we have melody and harmony. Now, if a dance band were playing this selection, it would also employ traps. So we synthesize low-pitched sounds of random frequency with the proper envelope to obtain an effect like this. High frequency sounds in the percussion category will be useful. We can synthesize random high frequencies like this. If we want a more musical rhythm part, we can synthesize a group of very high frequencies. There is nothing like a deep bass for a good foundation. Since we are not limited in this respect, we can reach way down and make now we synthesize all the rhythm and bass parts together. We can also synthesize a part where each tone has a rapid growth and slow decay like this. And another. Still another like this. And finally, one like this. when we put them all together, we have this. For some additional parts, we synthesize some with tones of rapid growth, but this time also with a fast decay like this. And now we put a number of these effects together. We carry on this process until we have completed as many parts as desired, and finally we put all the parts together and get this result. Excerpts from musical selections, which we will now present, have all been produced with the RCA Electronic Music Synthesizer. The first selection is Fugue No. 2 from the Well-Tempered Clavier by Bach, synthesized in the style of the clavichord. The second selection is Polonaise No. 6 by Chopin, synthesized in the style of the piano. The third selection is Clair de Lune by Debussy, also synthesized in the style of the piano. The fourth selection is Hungarian Dance No. 1 by Brahms, synthesized without attempting to simulate any particular instrument. Selection is Holy Night by Adams, synthesized in the style of the organ. sixth selection is Home Sweet Home by Bishop, synthesized as an engineer's conception of the music. Seventh selection is a medley of tunes by Foster, synthesized in the style of a hillbilly band, including guitars, horns, fiddles, banjos, and traps. Selection is Nola by Arndt, synthesized in the style of an imaginary instrument with deeper tone and faster action than a piano. Ninth selection is Blue Skies by Berlin, synthesized in the style of a dance band. In the synthesizer, all the characteristics of a complex sound are under the control of the synthesist. It is therefore possible to produce any kind of sound, including the human voice. However, to learn to control the characteristics in just the right manner to achieve realism will require considerable practice. The tenth selection is an early experiment in synthesizing a voice, singing with organ accompaniment the musical setting by Barnby of Tennyson's poem. Sweet and low, sweet and low, wind of the western sea, low, low, breathe and blow, wind of the western sea. These excerpts and the complete selections on the other side have been synthesized by the engineers who conceived and built the RCA Electronic Music Synthesizer. The object, to demonstrate its versatility only. In the future, synthesis can bring us entirely new experiences in musical sounds.